The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome aboard. You are listening to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is simple. We want to provide you with a comprehensive look, an analysis of challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you may be experiencing. From your website to cash flow to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, concepts, and resources that we've either used, analyzed, or investigated to ensure that you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we are going to be talking about customer retention tips, how to retain your base and kind of put a tourniquet on that attrition that many businesses experience. If you have any comments or questions, you can call in live at 646-716-8747. If you're a little shy, email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. What is Video Broadcast Services? Is a unique and effective methodology that we use to successfully compete with your online marketing. We include SEO, video SEO, content, social media, reputation management, and much more. Our complete and exclusive marketing packages include the entire toolbox you need to create a permanent online presence within the major search engines. We even will include a state-of-the-art website that will allow you to really create a massive online presence for your business. We are a great alternative to pay-per-click, and we have proven results. In addition, we also will keep your content fresh and relevant to the search engines and keep up with those Google updates and so much more. We have a unique strategy. We have a unique business plan, and we would love to share it with you. You can reach us at 888-996-9697, and let's bring on the freight train that keeps this thing going each weekday. Yeah, let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here, and really excited about today's show, because that's really what every business strives for, is that customer retention. And and you know it's a lot more economical and cost intuitive to keep current clients than constantly having this, you know, open revolve of clientele moving through your business. If you can keep what you have and then grow from there, your business will be so much more successful. So, you know, the tips that we're providing today, are things that you can really implement that will help you to retain that customer base.
Right. Let's start off with talking about, you know, customers that are coming into your business. And, I think that
One thing that right out of the gate that I think I pick up on in today's, you know, economic climate is the amount of people that are glued to their smartphones in any business. I see, no matter where I go, servers have their cell phones in their back pocket. Cashiers have their cell phones at their station. You walk into businesses and they're, you know, I've seen medical people, personnel walking down the hallway to take you to your examining room and they're checking Facebook. And, you know, to me, I think it's a big turnoff. I'll even go even farther, even outside the business realm, how many people are using their cell phones at restaurants when you're trying to eat dinner. I don't know, Kyle. I think that's one way you can show your attentive to your customer or your client is by getting rid of social media and getting rid of your cell phone when you're in their presence. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you want to make sure that you're letting them know that, well, you want to make sure that you're, you know, letting them know the two things. Well, A, your time is valuable, and so that meeting is valuable to you, and B, their time is valuable. And so, you know, if you're taking a client out to dinner or meeting with them or, you know, constantly checking your cell phone or you get a text message and you tell them, just 1 minute, you know, or just 1 second, let me check this, and then you're checking your phone, you know, in their presence. I mean, it's a sign of disrespect because you're letting them know that, you know, they're not as important as what just came through your smartphone. And so it's always important that you make your clients feel like they are your most important client. When you're meeting with them, they have to feel like they are your most important client at that time. And it goes
right
true for all of your clients. And so if you get
right
that perception that, you know, their time's not valuable or they're not important, that's going to cost you in lost customers.
Right. I think it just kind of goes without saying, but we had to throw that out there. So that now that we've covered that topic, another thing that companies are doing is they're doing their reward programs. They'll give you a card every time you come in. You know, you come in 5 times, you get a free cup of coffee. Or you get, in my case, our local grocery store will offer you 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 cents off a gallon of gas by doing your gas points, which is great, especially when gas prices were through the roof. I mean, getting 50 cents off a gallon was fun. It turned out you'd end up getting sometimes 2 gallons of gas for nothing, depending on how much you had to put in. Reward programs are great. The downfall that I see with them is it's yet one other card that somebody's got to attach to their keychain and be able to swipe when they come in. But I get it. It's a minor inconvenience, but in some cases it can be kind of a pain in the butt. What I'm noticing in a lot of the stores now is that they're allowing you to type in your telephone number, and they track you that way, which I think is kind of cool. What are some of the other things, Kyle, that people can do to retain that customer and keep them?
Well, I mean, you know, we've talked about it extensively in our business, and that's, you know, keeping in contact with your clients and customers, making sure that you're keeping that open line of communication with them, that, you know, you're reaching out to them. If they're constantly having to contact you, maybe it's time to reevaluate your approach. I mean, it's important that you proactively contact them. Send updates and let them know what's going on and things like that. And, you know, and make them feel like, hey, you're on top of everything. They can sit back and focus on their business or whatever they have going on. And you know, you've got everything in your arena covered.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think also, too, you know, you want to keep in contact them, but you don't want it to the point of nauseam either. You want to stay in front of them and, you know, obviously – You want to be in contact with them, but not to the point where you're emailing them, you know, 3 times a day. You got to keep it in perspective. Depending on, you know, what type of business you have, retail stores, I think, are a little bit more aggressive with their email marketing, given the fact that if they're running a sale or they've got a special. Restaurants are also, you know, if they want, a lot of people do want the daily specials emailed to them. And you can opt in for a lot of email or you can opt in for just a little bit of email. So that's a great way of doing that. Another thing, too, I think that, you know, you may have a customer in with you, but you may be diverted at any given time. Perhaps you have a salesperson that comes in to call on your business while you're with a customer. You know, be mindful of how you're treating that salesperson. Yeah, maybe they're bugging you. Maybe you really don't feel like talking to them. Maybe you're harassed by salespeople in your mind. You're harassed by them and bombarded on a daily basis, and you don't like that. But just be mindful of how you treat that person, because I've been in a business where they have been approached by a salesperson, and I was not really happy the way that they treated the salesperson, and I admit that it kind of changed how I felt about that business, and I had had a long-standing working relationship with that business, and I wasn't really too happy about it. So be mindful of that. Another thing, always deliver on what you promised. And you know, my husband and I had a really bad experience spending about $15,000 last year on a new heating system, and it couldn't have gone any worse. They were, you know, were supposed to show up on the first week of September, and they showed up the last week of October. And it was just, you know, one catastrophe after another. And I, you know, would never use this company again. Unfortunately, once we committed to doing it, there was no firing them midstream, if you will. And I really wished I had had that opportunity to do that, because I was not happy. And, and there was a couple of other issues that came even after we had them install the system. But, you know, really, whatever you put in your contract, you better deliver. You know, I sometimes go to restaurants sometimes, and I think to myself, wow, you know, there are people that really get it, and they really go all out to ensure that that food is 100%. But I have to laugh. If you're in the restaurant business and you're kind of haphazardly throwing your food out there to your customers, what a way to go out of business real fast. So, you know, you really have got to deliver on your product or service, or you're going to find yourself constantly looking for new customers. Not an effective way to run your business by far. Are you there, Kyle?
I absolutely. I mean, making sure that you're in contact with your clients and your customers, and like you said, you know, obviously everything has to be done in perspective. You know, when we've talked in the past, you don't want to throw up on people, especially when you're dating new clients and you're talking about your product and services. You don't want to throw up on them, per se. And so it's important that you keep everything in perspective. Keeping in contact with them, making sure that you're the proactive, you're the proactive piece in your customer-client relationship, and that you're acting proactively for them and in their best interest, I mean, is really key and crucial to maintaining that that healthy relationship.
Right, right. So, you know, I think it really comes down to the obvious, you know, obviously, you know, delivering on your product or service, maintaining that relationship with, really good communication, appropriate communication, in terms of, like I said earlier, not flooding them with a ton of content all the time, but maybe coming up with a couple of different levels of emails and allowing them to pick how many emails they wish to receive. If they want to receive the daily specials from your restaurant, by all means, allow them to do that. You know, if they want just periodic updates of, you know, whatever's going on at the restaurant or your retail store, let them be the deciding factor of how much communication they want, because the last thing you want to do, like, I just went through this on somebody with Facebook. They were going through and they were tagging everybody in their who liked their fan page, and they were doing updates like 10 times a day. It's too much. It's just way too much. So, Kyle, what is appropriate for rules of engagement for social media in terms of people who have liked your fan page or that follow you on Twitter? I tell you, I've unfollowed quite a few because of that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You don't want to keep too much. And, you know, it's a good rule of thumb, too. Like, everything's not always business, you know. Maybe, depending on what your industry is, sending out things that are not relevant to your business, even, you know, tips and tricks or things like that, or sending out just, you know, kind of a funny meme or something. because, like we said, everyone doesn't want to always be thrown up on. And so maybe it's important, you know, look at your social media strategy and make sure that you're giving content that is engaging for your customers and clients, and that it's content that that they want to see. You know, they're not always wanting to see an advertisement about your business, and so changing that up is really helpful to you know, maintaining a good social media marketing approach.
Right, absolutely. Well, that does it for today's program, guys. We are out of time. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to talk about a concept like we did today or a topic that we talked about, or share a website or a service that you've used that you have found useful for your business, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. I do see we got a couple of emails that came through on today's program, and I will address those as soon as we're off air. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great week.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.